Osiris.
Hi, I'm Bob Crawford from the Avett Brothers, and the podcast you're listening to is part of the Osiris Network, a global community connecting passionate music fans with podcasts about music, artists, and culture. For more information about all the shows in our network, please visit OsirisPod.com. Osiris.
I'm gonna raise a fuss. I'm gonna raise a holler. About working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
"Nowadays, son, you gotta work late."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Hey friends, welcome to the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is Matt here. I've got a quick hit for August 11th, 2018, first night at Merriweather Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland. On the phone with me is somebody that you all know because it's RJ. Hey RJ.
Hey man.
you would think that for our hometown show, when we both knew about a million people that were at the show, that we would have gotten somebody else to come on, but things are so crazy when it's your hometown show and you have family and friends and million ticket trades to do that sometimes you just keep it in the family, right?
I was just thinking about that before we started talking, just that the hometown show in theory is like really cool, but it's actually much more difficult, especially because you and I are both going back and forth with dealing with childcare after, you know, before and after the show. And it's kind of nice to just disappear for a couple of days, but it's nice to go up to Merriweather nonetheless.
Yeah. If this were like in Hampton or SPAC or something like that, I would already have started drinking today. And
same here.
Instead,
I'm just drinking coffee.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Multiple espressos and a lot of time spent at the park. So we were both there last night, and we're going to be there again tonight. I mentioned, in the last couple ones, if you are at Merriweather or if you're going to be at Curveball, which we're going to talk a lot more about over the next week and some of the Osiris podcast things that are going to be going on. But, if you hear this and you see us at Merriweather tonight, come say hi. I've got some stickers in my pocket for people who recognize us and managed to give a couple of those out last night to some listeners of the show. We were sort of the opposite ends of the pavilion last night. So how did things go for you?
Really well. The as we talked about, the reconstruction of the pavilion is really great. I didn't even realize until we got there that they like lost a section, right? Because I kind of thought that the 300s were further back, but now there's just 200 and 300 above the pit, and it's just not a bad seat in there. The views are good, the sound's good, so it's nice to be back at MPP after what, 3 years?
Yeah, and that was my first time in the rent with after the roof has been rebuilt, and it was amazing. I mean, we were towards the back of the pavilion, and I took a quick look at what things look like from the lawn when I went to say hi to some friends before the show, and it's just like the view from the lawn is amazing now. It's huge and open, and it's like way better than I expected it to be. I thought they were just going to raise the roof up a little bit so you could see the lights better, but it's almost like the roof doesn't exist. Like you just have this huge open thing that you're looking at. Most amazing thing to me was that the breeze that was coming through the pavilion all night was just like perfect, man. I mean, cause it was hot last night, and between the fans and the way that they designed those open sides, it was so comfortable all night.
I agree. I was sweating a lot, but like should have been sweating much more given that it was like 88 or whatever. And so what do you think of the first set? Because I thought throughout the show, sort of odd song placement or selection or both, maybe just nothing that I expected to happened except for the Stash. I was sort of expecting a first set Stash. But besides that, like the openers, and I mean, the whole first set was a little bit, it kept us guessing. That's how I felt.
Yeah. And, you know, so I had a couple things about that. So first off, and I think I tweeted this last night, like, definitely in the first set, but overall for the whole show, I thought that the playing was stronger than it was in Raleigh. They didn't seem to be struggling like they were on Friday night, but the song choices were just not as exciting or interesting. So, you know, I mean, Blaze On Party Time is a good start to the show. Especially Party Time, the first ever Party Time was at Merriweather back in 2009. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then you get into like Breath and Burning and Sugar Shack and even Home, like the end of Home was fun. But I actually realized during the show, it was okay for me, at least for me, and maybe you've had the same thing. I've had this realization where like the first set of the first show that I see and like, you know, for a tour, for a run of shows, there's so many distractions, especially with the hometown shows and so many friends mm-hmm. around and stuff like that, that I actually like, it was almost a good thing that they were kind of playing a standard first set, because I was having trouble like paying attention and really locking into the show for that first set. So it was just, I had a good time just dancing around, seeing a lot of familiar faces and, you know, taking in the new views and stuff like that. So I wouldn't say that it was like a home run of a first set or anything like that, but it was perfectly fine for me.
Yeah. And kind of weird. Both sets had sort of, you know, not that many songs and longer, like there was seven or eight songs in the first set and five in the second, but they were, everything was like, or in the first set, everything was 8 to 9 minutes or something, you know? So like the Breath and Burning, I thought the jam was really cool, and the Party Time jam was pretty cool, and Home was good, and 46. So there was some good, like kind of short jams, but, yeah, sort of an interesting first set. What were your highlights from the second set? We haven't really talked about that, since last night. I'm curious what was sort of your top.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought the whole thing was pretty good. You know, once again, it didn't have the craziness of Raleigh, but I thought it was very well played. And there was a couple of jammy moments that kind of got there. Sand was a good starter. To me, probably the highlight of the show was the Mercury and Ghost segment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The jam out of Mercury was really, really good. It had a really nice, smooth segue into Ghost. And then the Ghost jam was great. But the thing that was weird was then, like we've talked a couple of times on the quick hits and stuff this tour, Trey's need to kind of wrap up a song and go back mm-hmm. up to the beginning of it. Ghost got really far out there, and it was kind of jarring when he started playing the theme again. And I felt like they could have just kept going and maybe eventually gone straight into Fuego, and it would have been a little bit smoother. So that was one point in this set. I actually kind of like, I took a break then and like went to the bathroom and stuff, because it mm-hmm. kind of got me out of, you know, deeply paying attention to what was going mm-hmm. on.
Yeah, I think the Mercury was my favorite too, and that's like another odd thing about just like the song selection and placement, that the Mercury jam was kind of, that was probably my favorite part. I thought it was really good, and kind of knew it going into Mercury that I was going to be a little jammed out in that spot, second song, second set. But the Slave was really nice. I was expecting a hood or hoping for a hood, and the Slave was perfect closer. And yeah, I think the second set ended at like 10:05 maybe at the latest, so we knew there was like something coming in the encore, but I did not expect four songs, especially that combination of 20 Years Later, Martian Monster, Rocky Top, and Golgi.
Yeah, that's kind of like a grab bag encore. I think that there were some curfew concerns last night, which mm-hmm. would probably explain both sets being really short, because that was the other thing too, like when I got to, like we got to Slave and I was like, oh, this is going to be one of those Slaves that they play like halfway through the second set. And it turns out that they have like a couple of big jams lined up afterwards. But it was short. And then I'm looking at my watch going, all right, well, the encore is probably going to be really long, which it was. Maybe they have something special planned, which they didn't. But somebody told me, I don't know if this is true, but they ended at 10:45 last night. And I mm-hmm. heard from somebody that was working there last night that they have to end Saturday night shows earlier than other nights, because there's concern about traffic from like all the other people being out on Saturday night and stuff. Whereas like Sunday night, they can let it go till 11 because it's not going to be as much of an impact. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just like literally like a beer stand guy told me that. but it may be true, and it may be why they were a little rushed last night.
Interesting. Yeah, that was cool. It was a fun show. I had a great time. I thought there were a lot of like, you know, good danceable jams in there, but I was just every time I told my wife, like, I think they're going to play something, and I won't even tell you how many times that happened. I was wrong every time. So that's just, and I'm usually wrong half the time, you know, I shouldn't even do it, but it was just it was very much like a leaving you guessing, even the ghost, which I was not really expecting. So really, it was a lot of fun, and I think sets us up well for a pretty sweet Sunday show, you think?
Yeah. That was, my good friend Carrie was saying last night, she's not making it to the show tonight. And she kept saying as we were walking out, she's like, I feel like this was a setup for tomorrow night. And, I hope that that's the case. I mean, we've had some pretty awesome Sunday nights at Merriweather. So maybe they were just making sure they had some gas in the tank for tonight. Something else that somebody pointed out to me yesterday is like, we talked on yesterday's Quick Hit about, maybe the physical toll that Raleigh took on them, because it was so hot that night and they were all sweating so much that they all might have just been out of gas last night and not, you know, able to pull out a big one. So maybe they're well rested. They didn't have to go anywhere on the bus or anything like that last night. You know, just probably getting a good sleeping in and rested up for a Sunday night at Merriweather, another one.
Yeah, it's interesting because that is kind of the toll that, you know, we don't really talk about or think about really is like just the travel. You know, they did the two nights in Camden, then down to Raleigh for one night. And yeah, they were like talking about the bugs and you could see them flying around. They're all sweating, and then back up north right away. So that's not easy, especially because they're trying to sleep on buses and in hotels and in between. I don't know. I feel like I'd be pretty tired. So hopefully they rested up today and they're excited for another Sunday at Merriweather.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that Fishman was probably out at the Nazi rally all day in the sun. So hopefully he drank a lot of water today and didn't get too fried in the sun, because it's another hot one out there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. What should we leave people with?
I think Mercury. I think we were both agreeing that Mercury was probably the highlight. So let's listen to a little bit of that. And then if you're listening to this because you're on your way to the lot, like I said, you know, come find us. I think we're both going to be like in the 200s tonight somewhere, 200, 203, 204. Look for us somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And, you know, once again, some information coming out this week about big plans for Curveball. We're going to be pretty stoked for that. So,
absolutely.
All right. Cool. Well, I know I got to go get ready, RJ. I think you got to get ready. So let's do our thing and meet up at the show in a little bit. Everybody else, enjoy a little bit of Mercury from last night at Merriweather. Enjoy.